Welcome to the Beantown Buzz Podcast. I'm Stephen Brady. To my right is Patrick McGonigal. And to his left is Ryan Hickey. What are we going to talk about today,
don't
guys?
Don't put the mic up to your mouth, please. Thank you.
Yeah, come on, Steve.
The audio levels for Ben.
Well, it might as well be December 26th.
Because yesterday was everybody's... And we love our dirty water.
We love our dirty water.
Because yesterday was everybody's favorite holiday.
I think our intro is progressively getting worse.
Yeah, somebody tweet us a good intro that we can use. Because
that was a good
thing Steve had.
If your name rhymes with Seri Jullivan, tweet us a good intro. Thanks.
We love our dirty water, though.
We love our dirty water. All right, what are we talking about first?
You want to do clinch day?
I would love
to. We got to do clinch day. Let's talk about the whole series.
We had three clinch days this year. We are so lucky.
All right. Clinch day number one, not a great look. Bullpen.
Yeah, I've seen better.
Kind of shit the bed. Yeah. What was that? Brazier let up the bomb, but it was somebody else's runners or something like that.
Yeah.
Brazier did, in fact, let up a bomb.
It was a real bullpen issue, I would say.
Yeah. Now,
I mean, it's always a bullpen issue. It's why Dave Dombrowski has traded for 8 setup men in the past 3 years.
How many of them have worked out, though?
They're all gone. Yeah.
With Tyler Thornburg, I thought. Or is he injured?
He's there, but he sucks.
Is he good?
Yeah, that's true. No. Joe Kelly?
Tyler Thornburg, say what you want about him. Definitely worth a 30 and 100 guy.
Definitely worth it. Travis Shaw.
Yeah. I'd give up Travis Shaw for Tyler Thornburg 10 more times if you gave me 10 opportunities to do it.
You know what Travis Shaw's like stats are this season?
Better than Tyler
probably
Thornburg.
Get a bunch of nukes. Could probably use him at first base or Mitch Moreland.
Travis Shaw is hitting .240 right now.
I would take not that bad. Over whatever the fuck Tyler Thornburg is doing.
29 home runs, 79 RBIs.
All right, so that's not horrible. It's not good, but...
29 home runs would be third on the team right now.
Yeah, because Mookie Betts hit a fucking piss missile last night.
Pull him at third base.
We'll get to that.
All right, so game one was a tough look.
Game two, tougher
look. Game two, how do you feel about David Price?
I feel totally fine about David Price.
I'm liking him.
He let up like 3 pop-ups to right field.
Called Yankee Stadium, ever heard of it?
Yeah, it's like .240 right field.
.140 actually, yeah. I did the math.
That's a really good start at Fenway Park. 6 innings, no earned runs.
Yeah, I mean.
It's beautiful.
Just a bunch of flyouts.
They were just slapping it. I mean, when it's on the outside of the plate like that, you're just going to slap it to right field. And if right field is 20 feet that way, ball's going to go over the wall.
Fucking going out. But that's all right, because game two is going to be at Fenway Park.
Yeah, where David Price thrives. All right, game three. Pretty good.
Pretty good. Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah.
You know?
Eduardo Rodriguez walking everybody. Not a great look.
But yeah, he usually doesn't walk people, though. So
I blame the knee.
No, he does.
He's got that tweaked knee.
I don't think so.
I'm going to pull it up right now. He's not a strike thrower.
What about that time he almost threw a no-hitter, though?
What'd you say, Pat?
He almost threw that no-hitter last year. That's pretty cool.
He almost threw, like, 8 no-hitters last year.
Yeah.
Erod, ace.
Eddie Aces.
Exactly.
His whip is 1.27.
In 123 innings, he has 43 walks. That's kind of a lot.
Is it?
Yeah.
But what's his ERA?
Over his last 7 games, 303.
It's pretty good
this whole year.
379.
303 for what? Our number, like, 3 or 4 guy? I'll take it.
Probably 4. If we play the Yankees in the playoffs tomorrow, what's our rotation?
Sale, Price, Porcello, Eovaldi, Sale.
I would put Eovaldi game 3 against the Yankees, and only the Yankees.
Just because of his good numbers, or because you don't trust Porcello?
Because he has really good numbers against the Yankees, and he's not afraid to go up over the launch angle, and he throws like 100 miles per hour. So
he does throw pretty fast. Pretty hard, I would
98 mile an hour cutter.
Yeah.
Fucking
he's,
that baby.
He's built to play against the Yankees, whereas David Price is the opposite.
Agree.
I agree as well.
You do with Erod.
Bullpen.
Bullpen. Use him as a bring long
in.
Guy.
Yeah, bring him in for like a couple innings.
Yeah, don't go out of your way. Don't go out of your way to put him in though.
Yeah. So now that we clinched, gonna hang that banner up, am I right?
Oh yeah, I found a banner on the side.
It better be the real one.
That's gotta be the original. Because if it's not the original guy,
I'll feel bad, guy. Well, no. They owe it to the people to put up the real one, guy. We pay money for those tickets, guy. Yeah, out here in Somerville,
we gotta do some negotiating. Sox, a little bit of negotiating. I was working
just hard with the Red Sox to get that banner. We crossed three lanes of traffic, guy.
You know, we work too.
We're out here working too.
So if you don't know what we're talking about, obviously there was this video of two guys from Somerville.
It's actually Somerville. Found
the 2018 ALCS, or not ALCS, AL East banner.
Just supposedly.
On the highway.
Allegedly.
In a brown paper bag. And they didn't know what it was, but they were compelled to stop anyway, cross three lanes of traffic, pick up this thing. And it was.
Dude, it had the Red Sox on it. I knew it was. I was like, this belongs to the Red Sox.
This belongs in the park, hanging up off the Green Monster.
It's the fucking banner.
These two guys, they wanted to give it back to the Red Sox because it was theirs, right? It's not those two guys. It's the Red Sox banner.
These dudes.
I mean, I want to give it to you, but I need to get something out of it.
You wanted some compensation. You know what I mean? Wanted some compensation.
Negotiate. Yeah.
The sketchiest part, I think, about that video was the fact that the second guy who did not have earrings and was like, we have connections to resell this thing. He's like, what does that mean? Who are your connections?
His cousin recently sold a couch on Craigslist, so that's his connection.
But it was like he regularly steals.
Put the fucking AL East championship banner on Craigslist.
Quick update on that. The Red Sox did put up the same exact banner. So
no, they just took it back. Those two guys didn't get anything. They were like, this is ours.
Yeah. The Red Sox were like, fuck off. We're not giving you shit. You want playoff tickets? Give us money for them, asshole.
Yeah. I mean, that was a real.
It was probably a $50 banner. They want like $200 tickets.
They were. It was almost as good as the baby whale video.
Almost.
That's a baby whale, Jay.
Baby. The baby whale. You guys
are both frozen. I can't hear anything that's going on.
That sucks.
Oh, I can hear you now.
You guys hear me?
Oh, I hear you loud and clear.
You're a little choppy, but.
This is a problem.
We'll edit that.
Loud and clear. I'm not going to edit that. This is all in the recording right now.
We'll edit that.
I don't know how to edit. Oh, there goes Ryan. Ryan is back.
Now he's on the other side of you.
No, he's on the other side of you.
I'm back. I missed all of that.
All right. Anyway,
just the visual of them being like, I saw this fucking paper bag, like a fucking sandwich bag, it's just on the side of the road, and it just has the banner in it.
Oh, the highway. You opened it up.
Who would stop for that? A brown paper bag.
It was just folded so neatly that they fit it in this little paper bag.
They're gonna hang that on the Green Monster or something. They're gonna want this back.
Why would they hang it on the Green Monster?
That's what the guy said.
I know, but why would he ever think that? When have they ever done that?
Like, it's going on Lansdowne Street.
No offense to the citizens of Somerville, but these two were clearly on heroin packs.
Those guys weren't clean. Let's just say that.
They were not
open. Yeah, guy. Like, I stopped on the side of the highway to get this thing, and then I saw that thing, and I was like, oh, it's different. What is that?
What is this thing? Yeah, all right. So, anyway.
I can't tell if you guys are frozen or just not saying anything.
No, we're not frozen.
No, we're not frozen. For sure.
You're totally frozen, though, now, right? Oh, looks like frozen. This is going to be a Pat and Steve podcast today.
Ryan Hickey left. All right.
All right. So he was the topic guy. What was our next topic? It was
I couldn't tell you.
Ryan
Hickey joined.
He's back. I'm back. Right. I got frozen for a while.
What's our next topic, Ryan?
You want to do top five sports history.
Yeah. So number one, obviously, Tom Brady.
Tom Brady, for sure. GOAT, greatest of all time.
Built a dynasty. Where are you without him? We don't know.
Number two.
Are we doing players or just coaches? Or just players, or can we do coaches too?
We can do coaches as a separate thing if you want. Let's stick to players right now, though. Taylor Twellman, number two.
Taylor Twellman.
Yep. New England Revolution.
Really?
Number three, Larry Bird.
Larry Bird? You think Larry's number three?
No, realistically, get Taylor Twellman out of there. Number two, Larry Bird.
Interesting.
Who's your second?
I don't know.
That's good content, not having an opinion.
I'm not sure. I kind of have to think about this.
Ted Williams, number three. Larry Bird, number two.
Are you sure about Ted Williams, number three? Is that what you said last night?
I haven't heard anything since you said Tom Brady.
This is a disaster.
It's going to the outtakes. Just kidding.
If anybody saw our intern tweet, if you know how to edit audio.
I just keep hearing Robo Steve noises. It just keeps going.
Okay. Can you hear me? Number three.
So where are we? Are we number? What happened to number? Who is number two?
Larry Bird.
David Ortiz.
Oh, yeah. David Ortiz, number three.
Yep.
Ted Williams, number four. Or
Larry Bird. I mean, Bill Russell, number five.
Bill Russell, number five.
Yeah. Number six, Bobby Orr. Honorable mention.
Honorable mention.
Yeah.
Is Bobby Orr really that good?
I mean, yeah. He was probably better all-time as a hockey player than Ortiz is all-time as a baseball player, but the city of Boston just loves us and David Ortiz, so can't really...
Would you rather have a statue of yourself or a bridge named after yourself?
What am I doing in the statue?
Falling while scoring a goal. Similar to Bobby Orr.
That's a pretty sick statue. So I'd probably go with the statue.
Oh, I'd go statue all day.
Oh, 100%.
The Stephen Brady Bridge. It's got a nice ring to it, though.
Are we talking
people
about the David Ortiz
bridge? If the bridge was known for people jumping off of it.
Are we talking about the David Ortiz bridge?
No, we're talking about the Stephen Brady bridge.
Yeah.
All right. The David Ortiz bridge was already there, and then they renamed it after David Ortiz. It's not even his bridge.
I mean, it kind of is now.
Technically, it's his bridge.
I mean, now, but like.
Yeah, which is what matters.
I mean, there's also that Popeyes right next to it, which is pretty cool.
That's like the only Popeyes I've ever seen in the wild.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. You see a lot of commercials for it, though.
Yeah. I assume they're in Louisiana.
Yeah. They do say Louisiana at some point in the commercial.
They go, Popeyes, Louisiana fast.
So maybe they're not in Louisiana. It's just Louisiana cooking like everywhere else.
Well, I've only seen one ever.
Yeah. Someone next to David Ortiz Bridge.
The Stephen Brady Bridge, you mean?
Yeah. Would you rather have a bridge, a statue, or a red seat that was made up for you?
I want the red seat.
That red seat's totally
Give me the red seat real. All day.
It's fake.
The red seat's not real.
There's no way.
100% disagree. 100% disagree.
You think that Ted Williams hit a ball 503 feet?
No, I think he hit one 502 feet.
Was it 502?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
There's just no way. It's not possible.
Yeah, it is 502. Manny Ramirez, home run across the interstate. That's 504. That's 501.
It was going up as it hit the light tower, and they're like, 501's good.
Wait, how far is the red seat? How far is it? It's 502? Yeah, that one's 501.
That
one's 85.
Yeah. You can just tell from the trajectory that was 501.
Yeah, I just eyeballed it.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the red seat in Fenway?
So,
that is three-fourths up the nosebleeds.
It is not humanly possible.
You need an altitude mask. while you're sitting in that Red Sea. You think that's real? You're crazy.
It literally will make your nose bleed. Yeah,
the Red Sea is farther back than my seats. So that's how you know it's pretty fucking far.
Yeah. All right. So next thing, there's a story, I think.
You think?
I'm trying to think of what it was.
Be great if you knew beforehand.
Yeah, I would. Red Sox prospects, that, where are they now?
Oh, yeah. Fucking probably doing better than whoever we traded for them.
Let's go through the list of people we've traded.
Kopech? How's Kopech doing?
Kopech, his arm fell off.
Probably. Oh, yeah. Hi, Keeney.
That's probably the most unsurprising thing I've heard all year.
Yeah, I mean, if you throw 105 every single pitch.
Yeah, he throws deep, but...
For like six innings straight? Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, your arm's going to fall off. So...
Should just make him a reliever.
Tommy John. Then you got Yon Moncada, also traded for Chris Sale. He has... Or he was the first person 200 strikeouts this year.
Tough luck.
Yeah. He... Oh, Ryan Hickey left. That's a crying shame. Yeah, Yon Moncada, not good at baseball. Chris Sale, good at baseball. So would you say we won that trade, Pat?
Yes, I would. Chris Sale is the best pitcher in the American League.
Yeah, Yon Moncada is hitting 231. It's a tough look.
Who else did we trade?
Out 206 times. Andrew Espinosa for Drew.
How's he doing?
I don't think he's pitched in like a while since we... traded him.
To be honest, we probably lost that trade, even if he hasn't played yet.
But Drew was an all-star last year.
He was.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't, was he?
He might.
You cannot say that we won this trade.
The Drew Pomeranz trade?
Yeah.
Drew did do really good last year.
He hasn't thrown a pitch since we traded him.
Drew was
but what happens when he becomes an ace?
He's not.
What happens when he becomes a three in the rotation? That's more than what Drew Pomeranz has given the Red Sox.
Drew Pomeranz was like... top 10 Cy Young though last year. Gotta give him that.
He was good. He was good.
Hey, he was decent for a year. And now he's like,
and now he,
shit.
He was, I mean, the year we traded for him, he was an all-star.
Not for us though. Once he got over here, he couldn't do shit.
Yeah. That is true.
Who else?
Yeah, Andrew Espinosa has not pitched since like
17? 16?
2016, yeah.
Jeez.
Tough.
Yeah, he hasn't pitched since we traded him.
Yep. It's a tough one.
What about Jalen Beeks? We just traded him.
He's doing pretty good.
Yeah, Tampa, right?
Yeah. I'm not too concerned about it.
No, me either. Who'd we even get for him?
Evo.
Oh, yeah, right.
Is he doing good, or did I just make that up?
I mean,
I was thinking of the guy
he's only had a couple starts, if even.
Would we trade for Ian Kinsler?
Oh, Ty Buttery and Williams Jerez.
Isn't Buttery doing kind of nice?
Yeah, Buttery has like a 0.7 ERA. All right,
he's doing dirty.
Kinsler's not doing bad though. So
he's hitting 279 since he joined our team. I think
it's not like we need help in the bullpen anyway.
Yeah, right. Bullpen's nice. All right, all jokes aside. At least we got Tyler Thornburg though, like to address that problem for Travis Shaw.
We also got Carson Smith. He's pretty good, too, this year.
Yeah. Remember earlier in the year when Carson Smith like threw a glove at a bench and his arm fell off?
Yeah, I do, actually. And then he tried to blame the team or something?
He was like, Alex Cora has been using me too much. And then Cora was like, I asked him earlier today before the game if he was good to pitch, and he said he was. So,
yeah, get Carson Smith the fuck off my team.
He's a prima donna.
And even when he pitched this year, he wasn't doing that great.
Well, neither is anybody in our bullpen.
That's true, but Carson Smith was supposed to be actually good. Like, Heath Hembree, he's terrible. Everybody knows he's terrible, but we were just kind of like
ratting. What kind of daffy move was that, putting Heath Hembree in after Erod had walked the bases loaded?
Dude, he's the guy that goes in. He's the guy that goes in with runners on.
But we're trying to clinch, and it's Heath Hembree, and we're in Yankee Stadium, and you put Heath Hembree in.
Guys, you think I'm going to throw a hot take right now.
In that situation.
I need Bobby Pointer in my playoff bullpen. I need him so bad.
I agree.
They put,
He pitched in like April. He had like a 3 ERA, and then like the pitching got healthy, and they sent him down, and then they just kept bringing up fucking Marcus Walden.
Marcus Walden, I think, has one stint in the MLB this year, and he has a save.
Yeah, he's tied for third on the team in saves.
With Steven Wright, right?
Yeah, why is he not the setup man? That's what I want to know. How many saves does Matt Barnes have this year?
I don't know.
Steve, look it up for me. Steve, look it up. Look up how many saves Matt Barnes has for me.
All right, I'm looking it up. Second, Joe Kelly.
Yeah, Joe Kelly has like 3 saves. Guy's dirty. All
right, bases loaded. Who do you put in
if you need Joe Kelly? Joe Kelly. Joe Kelly every time. I agree. Worst comes to worst, he's going to fucking drill somebody and start a brawl when he charges home plate.
I'd put in Joe Kelly, too.
I would put in Joe Kelly. He doesn't know where the ball's going.
Unanimous.
That's a quote from Joe Kelly.
Directly from Joe Kelly. I just throw it.
Yeah, but... where it's going. But that just adds to the flair.
Matt Barnes has 0 saves. I looked it up.
Matt Barnes.
Damn right he does. Marcus Walden on this team. We need an anchor in the back of that bullpen. Kimbrel's not getting it done. Put in Marcus Walden.
Kimbrel hasn't been that great this year.
No. Not his best year.
He's been doing better recently, but he had a rough stretch.
Yeah. In his last 7 games, he is a 0 ERA, but in his last 15, he's a 2.40, so the 7 before the last 7, I assume it was pretty bad.
Well, I mean, when you're a relief pitcher, that could be that could have been the 15th game he left, like 2.
All right, there goes Ryan.
All right, Steve, would you rather play the Yankees or the A's?
The Yankees.
I think the Yankees?
No, the A's.
I'd take the A's.
The A's have no starting pitching.
Exactly.
Especially since Maeda, that was his name is, ever since he got hurt.
They have a dirty
bullpen, though.
Manaea?
Yeah, Manaea.
Maeda? I'm pretty sure it's that guy on the Dodgers.
Yeah.
He threw a no-hitter against us. That was tragic.
Yeah, we don't like to talk about that.
It's all right, though, because we just won the AL East. So...
the Oakland Athletics have a dirty bullpen and
do they?
A pretty nasty offense, I think. They scored 21 runs the other day.
Against who? The Angels?
Yeah.
Trash. I'd still take the A's. You think the A's will take it, though? Who do you think the A's pitch? Who's their best pitcher right now after Manaea's out?
I'm going to tell you. I think that the Yankees are such a dumpster fire as far as, like, their pitching and stuff that there's just no way that they could beat us.
I agree. Is there, like, a motorcycle race going on outside your room?
Yeah, there always is.
Okay.
There always is.
So what's like, the pitching matchup there?
It would be who?
It would be Severino or Tanaka.
That's Tanaka in the wild card.
You think Tanaka?
The Yankees. No question. That's Tanaka.
Who did it?
And you got, like...
I literally couldn't name a single pitcher after Sean Manaea.
I'm trying to figure out, like, who's a starter and who's a relief pitcher. Ryan probably knows.
You should look at the, like... start category. That might help you out.
Oh my god, guys. Big, huge news right now. Huge news.
I'm listening.
The Section 10 podcast?
Yep.
Liked one of my replies today. They go, it was a poll. It was a poll. Would you rather the Yankees lose in the wild card game or face the Red Sox in the ALDS? I said face the Sox in the ALDS. And then I replied and go, want to face them in the DS, need that first round bye. And they liked it.
Was that your personal account or our account?
No, it was the personal account.
That's immensely worse news than I initially expected.
That helps us 0.
It's cool enough.
Okay.
Has anybody checked our DMs to see if...
how do you tell if they've read it or not?
my fucking boy has answered us yet?
I highly doubt it.
We have a potential guest coming on the podcast.
Yes, we do. We've reached out.
I don't think he's read it yet. Neither Section 10 nor our first guest.
We've reached out to a big name in Red Sox Nation. He helped us greatly when he was on the team.
Yeah, in his tenure here.
Probably one of the most beloved characters by the fan base.
We don't want to name him, but we'll hint at him.
I mean, you hear names, you hear this guy's name, you think of guys like Manny Ramirez, David Ortiz, guys that like helped the Red Sox.
It's pretty preposterous that we managed to reach out to him like this, actually.
Yeah, the fact that like he hasn't answered yet, I'm sure because he hasn't seen it because he's been so busy, but
yeah,
the fact that you could just contact this guy is wild. Like, anybody can do it.
We're talking about Swaggy D.
Swaggy?
Swaggy D.
We're talking Demo?
I'm talking Demo.
Devin Morero?
No way.
Probably one of the best defensive players to ever grace this Red Sox organization. Devin Morero.
Rumor on the street is that Devin Morero actually listens to this podcast.
Yeah, he's one of the 17 of you who have turned it on.
ASU alum.
Exactly.
Pedroia. People forget.
Might as well just get Pedroia on here, too. We'll get two of them.
I think we could honestly get David Ortiz on this podcast.
I've already reached out to him. He texted me back. He said maybe a couple episodes later.
Yeah.
I texted him from his personal phone.
He's like, hey, the Wi-Fi is not good in the Dominican Republic, man. I don't know.
You gotta stop doing these Dominican accents, Steve.
Steve, you need to stop being racist on our podcast.
Mike
right?
Chavez, David Ortiz.
That's what he sounds like.
That's why it's racist.
Michael Chavez is from like Las Vegas.
No, he's not.
He is a Caucasian male.
He's very Caucasian. I googled him last podcast when we brought this up, and he is very Caucasian.
Super Caucasian.
He's not white.
No, he is.
Why? Because his last name is Chavez. Racist.
It's Chavez. It's not even Chavez.
Because his last name is Chavez. Chavez.
He is
what?
Not from. He's no way he's from America.
Yes, he is.
Ethnicity. He's straight out of.
Spit it. Come on now.
I'm trying to speed read this article right now, Pat. You're rushing me.
I mean, it shouldn't be hard, really.
Steve, you graduated from high school. You can't read a fucking article.
Graduating from high school was probably the easiest thing I've ever done in my entire life.
Is reading this article the hardest thing you've ever done in your life?
I'm about to, like, Google it myself.
I'd say it's tough. I'd say it's top five. I just don't think this article has the information I'm looking for, which is a potential roadblock.
This is disappointing, Steve. Extremely.
He is right here.
Birthplace, Georgia. Done. It was that easy. Retard.
Whoa, you actually can't say that.
No, I can.
You actually can't say that word.
Why not?
Because if you're trying to get rid of the R word, it's offensive.
What if I just say tard?
Alright, I mean, I guess that's kind of a loophole.
What if I say Riri? Is that acceptable?
Talking about Rihanna right now?
No, I'm talking about retards.
Ryan's frozen again, in case anybody was wondering.
Well, Michael Chavez is from Georgia.
Okay.
Marietta, Georgia. He went to school in Sprayberry High School, I'm assuming.
Sprayberry. Let's take a look at what our next topic is.
Well, our topic guy just left the podcast. Oh.
He might be back. He's back.
Is he back?
No, he's not back.
No, he's not back.
You got, if you could have one player like that used to be on a Boston sports team in their prime back on the current team right now, who would it be?
That depends. Are we saying, like,
you can have one over all of the organizations.
Like, if I take Ted Williams, is he going to do what he did? Or is he, like, just placed into, like, modern-day baseball?
He's going to do what he did.
I'll take Ted Williams, then.
Over everybody?
Yeah. Dude hit like 400.
Yeah, he did do that. He did do that.
Yeah, he did.
Who would I would take? Probably take... probably take Kaylee Twellman, to be honest.
Should I go put my Revolution jersey on?
Yeah, if you own a Revolution jersey, you should put it on first, and then go up to your roof and just jump.
As a matter of fact, I do in fact have one in my closet right behind me.
Oh, Ryan Hickey left.
That's unfortunate.
This is quite the shit show, wouldn't you say?
I would say so. I would ask you if you have the next topic, but I know you don't.
Ryan said, go on without me.
Alright, this is now a duo.
You know what you would call this?
What would we call it?
You would call this a tough look. This is a tough look for the podcast. The Mean Town Buzz is brought to you by a tough look. For when things go down, tough look is there to not bail you out, but to just acknowledge the fact that things are going to shit. Tough look.
All right, let's talk playoffs.
If the
Red Sox play the Yankees. Red Sox play the Yankees. How many games does it take them to beat them?
Four.
Four? Yep. I'll say five.
Five?
Take them in five.
You think he's got back to Boston?
Yeah. I think if they play the A's, take the sweep. Three games.
Oh, yeah, no question. The A's aren't even like a real playoff team.
What about Houston?
Seven. Seven games.
I'll take six.
Six? Yeah. Boston and six?
Boston and six, for sure.
Let's look at the matchups for that.
What would the matchups be?
Sale versus Verlander?
Yeah, I'll take Sale.
At home, Sale, yeah. Game two, Cole versus David Price. Still in Fenway.
That's tough.
Still in Fenway.
I kind of want to take Cole.
Okay, all right. Game three, in Houston. Porcello v. McCullers, right? Would you say is their third best?
Probably McCullers, yeah.
So, no. I would take Porcello. Away.
How's McCullers even doing this season?
I think he's doing kind of dirty. I'll look it up.
He is pretty dirty.
How many
Cy Youngs does Lance McCullers have?
One less than Rick Porcello.
That's what I thought.
So, taking Pretty Ricky?
Yeah, I'll take Pretty Ricky. Purely off of the Cy Young Awards.
No, we're talking about Charlie Morton, actually. Lance McCullers is not even close to the third best pitcher. About Charlie Morton right now.
Charlie Morton.
3.15 ERA. 15-3.
All right. Why is Houston's like starting rotation actually kind of dirty?
It is the best in the league.
Dallas Keuchel?
Dallas Keuchel is a 3.71 ERA.
What is he, like their number four?
Yeah. He's been pretty shit of late, though. It's 2-2 in his last 4.75 ERA. It's a tough look.
He can deal, though. He definitely can deal.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm... The pitching matchup isn't what's going to win us a series.
Let's be real. Let's go with the offense here.
Yeah, if we can just outgun them, position by position, we win almost every position against them.
I would say we take them in most positions.
I would give them the right side of the infield. I'd say Alex Bregman and Jose Altuve are better than Kinsler and Steve Pierce.
Who's their center fielder, though?
Who's their center fielder?
Yeah.
Is it George Springer still?
Yeah, I think so.
Or is he playing right?
I don't know.
Because you also have Josh Reddick, and...
He sucks.
Oh, Derek Fisher, maybe, I think, is playing.
He sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, Derek Fisher in left. George Springer in center. Josh Reddick in right.
Yeah, so our outfield, greater than symbol, their outfield.
No question. World Series.
Let's be real. The World Series is just the ALCS.
Yeah, whoever comes out of the AL is going to win the entire World Series.
No question. No question about it. I mean, like, who is competitive in the NL? Like
the Chicago Cubs.
The Cubs, maybe.
Got Javi Baez. You know, John Lester, playoff pitcher.
The Cubs is just about it, really. I'm still taking the Brewers, though, to make
the World Series. Yeah. The Dodgers, I think, are making a run, a late run.
What, like Dodgers, Diamondbacks, and Rockies are all, like, pushing?
The Dodgers have, I think, a 2.5 game lead up in the NL West right now, and they're kind of getting hot.
Yeah.
So, I mean, potential sleeper.
Potentially.
They have pretty good offense, you know.
I'm still not worried about a single National League team.
Oh, I'm not either. It's just the fact that they're used to not playing with the DH, and then we would have to adjust our lineup around that on the away games.
His name is Rick Porcello. Ever heard of him?
Yeah. I think his name's actually Rake Porcello.
Exactly. He's actually got the highest batting average in the league, I believe.
For all pitchers that have at least 2 innings pitched in their careers, active right now, and in the history of the MLB, Mitch Moreland is tied for the lowest ERA of all time.
I believe it.
With at least 2 innings pitched.
I've seen him pitch. I believe it.
Mitch Moreland. Potential guest on the podcast.
He pitched in college, right?
What?
He pitched in college.
Yeah. More teams were looking for him to pitch out of college than hit. But the Dodgers and the Rangers, who drafted him, wanted him to hit.
Shout out to the Rangers.
Yeah. Segment of the podcast where we will check our DMs, see if we got any DMs.
Last time I checked, we had quite a few DMs here to answer.
I'm looking at them right now. This DM comes in from @JerrySullivan12. If you could only pick one player to start your team, who would you pick? 2018 Betts, 2018 Martinez, 2006 David Ortiz, or 2007 JD Drew?
I'm going to say it's a toss-up between David Ortiz and JD Drew.
JD Drew in 2007. You know, he had a grand slam in the ALCS that year?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the difference maker right now, actually.
So would you go with JD Drew?
I think I have to. I mean, he's clutch. He's the Danny Amendola of the playoffs.
Yeah, they call him JD Playoff Drew.
That's actually what they call him, like in the clubhouse.
The JD actually stands for playoffs.
Mm-hmm. It's like the J stands for play, and then the D stands for offs.
Yeah.
It's like a play on words, you know, Shakespeare kind of.
Yep. How do you feel about... I'm looking at the lineup for tonight's game. We do not care about the regular season anymore.
What's the lineup? Read it out.
You got leading off and playing center field, Zhu Wei Lin. Batting second and playing second base, Brandon Phillips. Batting third and playing third base, Rafael Devers. Hitting cleanup and at the DH, JD Martinez. First base is Steve Pearce. Shortstop, Brock Holt. Right field, Blake Swihart. Left field, Sam Travis. Catching, Sandy Leon. And you have the left-handed pitcher, Chris Sale.
Where's Swihart playing?
Right field.
Right field.
Yep.
This is like the lineup when we went to that game. And like we had like every single like bottom of the lineup player possible.
We had Zhu Wei Lin, though.
We did have the Tsunami.
Any other topics you'd like to hit before we wrap it up here?
I'm going to have to go with no.
All right.
Outtake.
Team Tampa's outro. Podcast does not sponsor Skype. If we had to tell you what to use, it would be something else.
Skype is truly terrible.
All right.
If there was an opposite of sponsor, you would opposite of sponsor Skype right now. Yeah.
All right. Till next time.
We love our dirty
water.
Dirty water. We love it. Goodbye.